from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. We are live from Jets camp on this picturesque, beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in Florham Park, New Jersey. We are joined by a guy beginning his third year here on the New York Jets, and that's Solomon Thomas. Solomon, you know Tiki. I'm Evan Roberts. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, appreciate you guys.
The first thing I noticed is you said to Tiki, you're a big fan.
Yeah.
Now, is that pandering, or are you a big Tiki Barber football fan?
No, I lived in Connecticut 3 years growing up, and so the closest team to us was the Giants, so I had a Tiki Barber jersey growing up.
How old were you at that time?
I think I was like 7 or 8.
Right, that makes me old as hell. That's what that makes me.
Did you want to be a running back when you were 7 and 8, like Tiki Barber, and then got too big and said, all right, screw it, I'll do this?
I mean, yeah, I think growing up, you always want to be like the cool players, like running back, receiver, quarterback, but yeah. But then I took pride in being a lineman, you know, the getting my hands dirty, being in the trenches, you know, you end up loving that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're one of the glue guys with this team, and specifically Coach Sala, and, you know, the journey that he's been on, the journey that this team has been on, you've been a part of it. How have you seen it evolve? Because, I mean, there's 3,000 fans here today. Mm-hmm. There's an excitement about this Jets team. How have you seen this thing come to be what it is now?
I've really just seen guys buy into the program, buy into what Coach Sala is telling us, and just believing in the process. You know, last 2 years have been hard. You know, they've been a grind. But believing that, you know, the future is bright, believing in, you know, focusing on each day, being present each day, you know, building a culture here, building a foundation here that's going to take us deep into February. So that's what we're doing here. And I'm just really proud of the guys, the maturity. You know, there's a lot of distractions here. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of noise. And we're just focusing on each other, focusing on each day, and being present and just building something special.
Well, what is the biggest distraction here? Is it the media? Is it the expectations? When you say distractions, what do you specifically mean?
Definitely talking about expectations, media, you know, especially like younger guys coming in. You're not used to it. I came from Stanford. So, like, there's really no media. There's really no talk about football. And then you come into the NFL, there's, like, noise everywhere you look. There's something. Social media, there's... Everyone has an opinion and a voice now that you have to look at or see, and you have to learn how to ignore that. You have to learn how to focus on what really matters. And so being younger, it's harder. So, like, but we have a young team. We have also a lot of vets on this team, too. And then, like, showing the guys how to focus on what matters, how to be present, how to care about, like, what the team is really about has been special, and that's why I feel like, you know, we're really making those steps to be that special team, to be that next team.
He's given the right answer. I thought he was going to come and keep it real. But Solomon, you know the real distraction is that Hassan Reddick's not here. I'm joking, but not really. But is it a distraction for you guys, or do you guys not notice it? You know what I mean?
Honestly, we haven't noticed it. You know, I'm a guy. I'm for the players. I'm for Hassan getting his money. I'm for him, you know, doing his thing. And all of us are supporting him, and we're supporting the Jets as well. But at the same time, we got to focus on who's here. We got to focus on what is here. And that's what we're doing right now. We have a great D-line right now. We're playing our tails off. We're all getting better. We're all playing, you know, the best football we've played and showing up. So that's all we're worried about right now.
Yeah.
You know, when he gets here, he'll get here, and he'll be a beast because he's a beast. He's had 50 sacks last 3 years. He's an unbelievable player. No one here is worried about Hassan. But we're worried about the guys here and making sure that we are ready to be the best D-line that we can be, because even with who we got right now, we believe we can be one of the best.
Yeah, it's interesting because you said coming from Stanford, but you went to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And the philosophy at the time, and it probably is still that way, was we're building these big dudes in the trenches, right? We're getting edge rushers. We're going to put pressure on the quarterback. If the Jets are the same way, right? It's led defensively. And we've talked about this all going back into last year, leading into this year. This team is going to ride on defense. I know you're missing Hassan Reddick here, but if he does get here, how much better does this Jet defense come? Because it was pretty damn elite a year ago.
I mean, he's a special player. I mean, the rate that he's gotten the ball out on the quarterback, the sack fumbles he's had, the sacks he's had, he's going to take this to make this defense better, obviously. That's the kind of player he is. He's an impact player. But no matter what, you know, whether he's here or not, we believe in this defense. But he definitely, Hassan is one special player. He's going to make this team a better team for sure.
We're talking to Solomon Thomas of the New York Jets. Have you talked to Hassan Reddick since he got traded here?
No, I have not, no. But I know Hassan from the draft. We're the same draft class, same right. agency. Right. So I've talked to him a bunch before. But, yeah, I mean, obviously the holdout's been going on. I was in and out of OTAs. He wasn't here. So, no, we haven't talked about it yet.
The reason I bring that up is that this is so different, in my opinion, just as a fan from other holdouts, in that, like, I know you guys traded for him, but is he really even a teammate? Because you haven't had OTAs with him. You haven't played with him. So it's – I almost look at it as – and tell me if I'm wrong – as a player, that it's very different than the holdout of a guy who – was your teammate or is your teammate, mm-hmm. because you're like, oh, he's not here. This guy's never been here. So does mm-hmm. that make this situation a little different than maybe your traditional holdout?
I mean, to me, no. I mean, he's a Jet. He's one of my teammates. He's one of my brothers. And that's how we all look at it. We're our brother's keepers. We hold each other down in this league. You know, a league that, you know, is kind of sometimes against the players and the players don't mm-hmm. have a voice. I'm always going to stand with the players. So we stand with Hassan, whether he's been here or not. We love Hassan, whether he's been here or not. We want to see him get his money.
All right, so even though I'm not a Jet fan, I'm a Giant, obviously, I'm going to tell you this on behalf of all Jet fans. Call up your agency, call up your agent, and tell him to get his ass here. Got that? We're good. The other story, Solomon, is obviously it's obviously Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I mean, I was here last year at camp, and I mean, the buzz around him was you could feel it right in the air. And, you know, the injury happened and the season, you guys struggled in the season. He's back now, and it's like, take two. How does it feel to have him back and doing what Aaron Rodgers does?
Man, it's so cool. It's so cool. I mean, I alluded to it before when I had a press conference, and it really is like having an MJ Kobe-esque type player around you. Like, the way he works, the way he demands his teammates, the knowledge he has, like the way he get, the competitiveness he brings. You don't get that from, like, all your star players all the time. Like, it is a once-in-a-lifetime type player, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn from somebody like that.
Right.
I've never experienced it in my life. I know nobody here is experienced in life unless they play with that caliber of player. It's just a different, like, energy that they bring, and it makes a whole team better. It makes you not want to disappoint a player like that. It makes you want to rise to the level that he brings. So it's just, it's been fun. It's been cool. Learning from him has been just such a great feeling. Like, I feel like I've become a better person, a better player. And that's one thing about Aaron. He's not just a football player. He's going to tell you how to be a better person, how to take care of your body better. Even, like, use better soaps, like, whatever it is, like, as weird as that is, like, he's gonna make sure that you are the best human you can be.
It's almost, that's the side we don't see.
Yeah.
Right? We see what people will consider quirks, and we judge and do whatever. We opine from afar, but the reality is it's appreciated.
Yeah. It is very appreciated, and the guys in the locker room love him.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all that we care about. That's the only noise we care about is that we love him.
So you're trying to tell me, because I was told by some people, like my friend over here, Sean, I was told by him and other haters that he didn't show up to OTAs. Oh, my God! Like, this is going to break the team apart. Can you believe that diva, that he didn't show up? So what you're trying to tell me is that did not break apart the roster despite him not being here.
I don't think anybody cared on the team. Huh. I think we know who Aaron is. We know we know how prepared he is. We're the last person. He's the last person we're ever worried about for not being here.
Yeah, you're just mad because he didn't take him with you.
Yeah, I wish.
I mean, can we go to Egypt?
I would love to go.
I am curious. We're talking to Solomon Thomas. So last year, over the course of the season, there were many days we would come on the air, I as a diehard Jet fan, and say this defense played well enough to win. This defense is elite. This defense is great. And yet the offense is the reason you didn't win a game. How difficult is it as a competitor to not get annoyed at the other side of the ball, because you guys did enough to win more games than you did, and more times than not, it was their fault? How do you keep yourself from not being mad at the other side for not doing their job?
Those are your teammates, and you love them, you know, and you never want to point the finger as being a competitor. A true competitor always looks within, and how can I be better? How can I make this team better? Yes, we played at a rate where we should have been winning, but we still could have done more to get the wins done, and, you know, we're always going to support our guys. We're going to have their back no matter what. So it's never pointing the finger and say, it's their fault. We are a team. It's us. It's our. That's how we talk here. And that's why this team is so close. It's a special locker room. You know, we have rookies coming in. telling the D-line, like, I've never had teammates like this before. Teammates who take care of me. Teammates who show me how to play the game. Teammates who show me how to win and love each other. Like, it's, we bring that environment, and it's really, really cool because that's not normal in the NFL. You don't have all these teams that are just really bringing everyone along with them. Competitiveness can bring out some ugliness sometimes, and guys not telling the truth, guys not really bringing people along with them, but we're, that's not us here. We want everyone to be our best so we can be our best, and that's what we do here.
Before we let you go, I mean, I talked about this with you last year, the managing the expectation, managing the pressure of the expectation. How are you guys doing that?
I think we're just doing that by the same present, focus on each day. Like, last year, we definitely got caught up in our heads. You know, we had Hard Knocks, we had all the expectation, Aaron here for the first time, and we were thinking about February and August. But now we're thinking about just August 13th. Being August 13th, how can we be the best team on August 13th? Then worry about the 14th. And just build, 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 and build until we can be that best team to take us to February, and we can bring that, win that ring.
You're one of the guys that can answer this. Is there a difference between Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator in San Francisco, versus Robert Saleh, the head coach here with the Jets?
For sure, for sure. He's definitely – he can be more of himself, and he can really let out, like, who he wants to be and his energy and his passion and his intensity. He can really let that out. Like, I don't feel like he was held back in San Fran at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying he can really be his full, authentic self here.
Simon, we appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Stay healthy. Have a hell of a year.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you, man.
Solomon Thomas, you grew up a Tiki Barber fan.
We are back here at Jets camp from a guy who we all love watching. He flies around the football field and wants to harm people in a good way. And I'm talking about Quincy Williams, who got screwed from not being a Pro Bowler last year. Let me say that. Quincy, Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber, thank you very much for coming on.
What's good? What's good? Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Pro Bowl don't mean nothing when you're all pro.
Yeah, but I still want that stamp, too. Right. I need both of them.
I was going to ask you that, like, because in a weird way, all pro is more impressive than Pro Bowl.
Right.
So did that make it like, screw the Pro Bowl, it doesn't even matter?
Nah, I'm one of the ones, like, I set my goals, and I want to check all my goals out. So all pro, Pro Bowl still on my goal list, so it don't matter.
How much did you weigh in high school?
Man, high school, I was also a swimmer too, though. So
get
it was,
out. Really?
For real. I'm a Dream Olympic swimmer, so be honest, man. I ain't touched 200, probably. Like, I was small, man.
Really?
I was small.
Really? So how did you evolve into this guy?
Really just...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When I got to college, man, just like locking in on the program and stuff, Murray State took a chance on me, and that was the biggest thing. So it's like now forming into a linebacker. Actually decided to just do one sport because it was kind of hard losing weight to swim, but then gaining weight during the summertime trying to play, get ready for football season. Right. So actually when I locked in on one sport, that's when I kind of picked my way up.
It's funny you say that, because when me and my twin brother were choosing schools, one of the caveats that we had, we talked to the coaches about, I was like, you got to let us run track. I love track and field. I want to run track. And eventually, I had to decide, am I going to be a long jumper and weigh 180 pounds, or am I going to be a running back and weigh 200 pounds? You wanted to do both in college?
Or I didn't want to do both in college. I was doing both in high school, and my grandma was like, hey, this kind of a lot, because the meal plan would change, and I'd be like, all right, I need more protein. Then it goes to like, all right, I need less protein, more vegetables. So she made me choose probably like 10th grade, I had to end up choosing.
That's cool. I had
What
no
made
idea.
You choose football over swimming?
So my siblings play football. So it was one of those things where I'm like, all right, I can still connect with my siblings also. And then also I can go to school for it too, though.
if you had picked swimming in this alternate universe, you think you would have won a gold 2 weeks ago?
Oh,
last
for sure.
Week?
I would have won a gold. My objective is always going to win the gold. Hey, but I heard the flag football is going to be in 2028, so right? I still might get a chance right. to win a gold.
You're in on that if they allow you?
Yeah, for real.
I think you have a better chance at that. I mean, do we have black swimmers?
I don't know.
I think there's a couple.
I don't think I watched it that much.
Quincy, there's a rumor going around that excites me so much if it's true. All right? It was reported on NFL Network by Peter Schrager that the Jets have this wrinkle up their sleeve with the new kickoff rule that you are going to be the kicker.
Man, I talked to Boyer about it a couple of times, just to let him know, like, I kicked in high school, you know, I might be able to get it there, you know. But he was like, all right, kind of like a positional kick. I haven't really tried that practice. I might have to try it a couple of times after practice, get a couple of them in, but I'm open for it.
It makes a lot of sense because right. you get another tackler on the yep. field. We know how good you are. And if you can just get it into that zone area, like the 10-yard line
yeah,
or wherever
the landing zone the inside the 20.
Yeah.
Then it totally makes sense. So this is something that's not legitimately going to happen. It's more something you're fantasizing about.
More something I'm fantasizing about. Then also, it's an extra play too, though. So
I used to always
get my tackle
way.
Sheet up.
Right, that'd be the same way with me. Can I get on the field and get some punt returns?
Me?
Can I get another touch?
They'd kick me off field goal block right. and stuff. So I'm like, all right, I got another chance to get on the field
wait,
now.
Wait a second, I got to be fair about this. If you were going to kick, you wouldn't tell us because it's supposed to be by surprise. So can you blink twice if this is already going to happen? Yeah.
Let's talk about your breakout season last year. It felt like you were on every single play. What clicked for you? I know it was cool because you're playing with your brother, obviously.
Right.
But what clicked with you that made you so comfortable in this system?
Really, it was more like locking in instead of just playing off ability. One of those things was like, all right, let's see how do I fit into this defense as far as like the big scheme type thing. So knowing that, all right, I got my buzz play outside of me, I got my hook play outside of me. So if I take my shot right here, where am I going to take my shots type thing. So it's really just locking in on the playbook, and then also working with CJ on anticipating plays. That helped me out a whole lot.
Right.
So the game has slowed down really, and then it was a lot more fun because, I mean, like, I know the tight end motion, and then it's kind of funny because I'd be joking around, be like, hey, come on in. Then he ended up coming in, and I was like, all right, just run right. You know, so just laughing and joking about it and stuff like that. So it just made the game more fun, really.
Yeah, how great has it been playing with your brother? You know, I never got a chance to do it other than the Pro Bowls, which they don't even play in games anymore. But what was it? What's it like? I mean, that's got to be
amazing.
A dream.
It's amazing because, like you said, it's a person that that's really like your wife, like family's your mm-hmm. wife. So it's more a person that, like, when you get constructive criticism from your brother, it's coming from a place where you know for a fact, like, it's a pure place because let's talk about it. When we was younger, we played on the same team, but mm-hmm. also we dreamed about the same thing at the same house. So it's like he know how much I want this the same way I know how much he want this. So the constructive criticism is real. And then also when I see him make a play, I get to celebrate with him right then. Yeah. So we kind of do each other celebrations too when each other make plays.
Do you also bicker because you're brothers? Like, do you always have the sibling rivalry continuing?
Oh, we got the sibling rivalry right now. I got bragging rights. I can't wait to the family dinner because I got 37th in the 100.
Oh, that's right.
I got bragging rights from last year, though.
It's amazing because, and this shows my ignorance, but it probably shows what you knew you can do. When you were cut by Jacksonville and the Jets signed you, and it was after one of those, like, pre-Labor Day cuts, and they mm-hmm. brought you in, I was like, who the heck is he? I go, oh, he's Quinnen's brother, I guess.
Yeah.
And I looked at your stats, and I looked at how many games you played. I said, you never know. And then watching you, I was like, how did the Jaguars miss on this? So what happened upon your arrival 2 years ago that turned you from what you were in Jacksonville to a guy, and I said it at the top, who I enjoy watching more than almost anybody else mm-hmm. on defense because of the way you play the game. What kind of changed for you?
It was really one of those things where, like, the coaching staff actually, like, leaned into my superpower. So we got here. Rudy was my first linebacker coach, but then he ended up leaving the Jaguars. So it was like getting a different coach every single year, switching scheme and stuff like that. Then when I got here, I came back into a scheme where I was comfortable in, where I can roam around, where I'm free to, like, run around and stuff like that. And I get to use my superpower and things like that. So when I got here, more just locking in on the plays and things like that. And then also I got a coach who already knows how to basically teach me the position because, I'm going to be honest with you, I was a safety coming out of school, and it was coming from a small school. So
right.
I really didn't understand the linebacker position. We joke about it all the time. I didn't even know what a pulling guard was. I didn't even know I was supposed to go back with the pulling guard.
Follow that guy. He'll take you to the play.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So that was the biggest thing. When I got here, I mean, I got a coach that knows how to coach me. And then also I'm in a scheme where it suits my superpower.
Yeah, let me jump to the league-wide thing. They just instituted a couple of new rules. I think the one that affects you potentially the most is the hip drop tackle.
I don't use that one. I like the hip backwards.
Right, and so it's interesting because I was at the CBS NFL meetings yesterday, and we were trying to talk through it and why it happens, and you know it hurts so many players. That's why they decided to ban it. But when you think about, you know, hitting a running back or hitting a wide receiver or even hitting a quarterback, it's almost unintentional, but that could happen. Were you guys think about it, or were you coached differently this preseason because of that new rule?
Really, that one is more of one of those things where we're incorporating what we call the gator roll. So it's the same type thing, but you're not swinging your feet up under. You're more like grabbing them and twisting. So it's more like a wrap tap and twisting. It's a lot more safer for you, and then it's also a lot more safer for that player also. So instead of like dropping your weight down on his leg, you're dropping your weight next to him and you're twisting. So like you're twisting his whole body.
Yeah.
And not just, you feel me, like one body part.
But you guys were taught that. Right.
The gator roll.
We were taught the gator roll.
So it's basically like one of those things where you go back to Little League, where it's the fundamental football, like the rights of tackling, using the right side shoulder, keeping your head up type thing. And then also, I got a lot of unnecessary roughness penalties that last year just because the league wasn't really used to having a person who's hit hard every single time. So it's another one of those things where it's like your target zone, where it's like players know you're a hard hitter, so they're embracing for the tackle, so they're dropping down. So it's knowing that they're going to drop down, so you have to lower your tackle. I mean, your hitting point.
Right, right. So you're not going high on them and getting those head-to-head, you know, personal fouls that are devastating, obviously, because
it's not on purpose.
Obviously, to your wallet, it's devastating, but it's also because it's 15-yard penalties, right?
Yeah, kills the drive, for real. Make the drive a lot longer.
Especially when it's like third down and we think you're off the field, then it's like, oh, crap, here we go. We're talking to Quincy Williams, the 37th best player in the NFL, according to NFL Network. This defense, I remember last year DJ Reed said 85 Bears-esque. What are your expectations for how good this defense can be this year in 24?
The standard, that's kind of like our mindset. Last year, it was more like we're putting ourselves where we want to be. This year is more like building off what we did last year and keeping it a standard. So last year, our mindset going in was being the number one defense. This year, it's the same mindset also. But most importantly, each position group basically wants to be number one, which means it takes our defense to number one, which also helps out our offense too because they get more possessions on the field. So those games where we think like offense, all right, don't worry about it. Just give us a field goal, we good. You feel me? We can win the game 3-0.
Right. You know, it's just you're now a couple years with Brick, Coach Olbrich, and how has it evolved? Right? How has this defense started to become really into it? You said superpowers.
Yeah.
There's so many guys on your defensive side of the ball that feel like superheroes, you know, in the football sense. They're great at what they do, from Sauce to your brother to you, obviously. Hey, how are you guys evolving as the years start to pound on?
The biggest thing is the conversations we have, really. So it's not like a you coach, I play type mindset with Britt. The biggest thing, he comes in every single week, like, what y'all feeling? And then also we hit something in practice, we go over the meetings, he's like, hey, what made you do this? So he's not one of those coaches that's on the sideline. It's like, well, I seen this from the sideline. He actually, when we get to the sidelines, like, what y'all seeing out there? What are you guys seeing out there? So then we're playing into his superpower, so he know what to call and he know what we like to run. It's kind of like those things where, like I said, you play into our superpowers. Right. Like, hey, we feeling comfortable doing this. So we not really thinking, you just running and hitting.
3-4 years now living in New Jersey, New York. Grew up in Alabama. Do you feel like a true New Yorker, New Jerseyer now?
Man, I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm going to feel like that. I like going back home, man. You feel me? I like the land. I like the grass. Man, you get here.
We got grass here. We got land.
You go into New York, man, I ain't seen a tree in New York in the city.
So it's a little intimidating when you go into it's the just concrete jungle, as they say?
Man, it's a fast. It's just fast. Everybody moving. Ain't a lot of, you know, you hold a dough for one person, you're going to end up holding the dough for a lot of people.
So the
hospitality is kind of different. Like, you hold that dough for one person, it might be about 50. You might be standing there for a little minute.
Well, I can't wait until week one in San Francisco. When the Jets win the coin toss and they defer, and out comes Quincy to kick it off with the new kickoff. I think it's going to be awesome. I love it. I hope it happens. Thank you very much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me again, y'all.
Appreciate you, dude.
Appreciate it. Quincy Williams, all pro in 2023. We got more coming up live from Jets camp. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.